Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T. The show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Shabbos 54, looking at the clothing of an animal and an idea related to that. A saddle cloth is prohibited because it was not designated as clothing for the animal before Shabbos. A bell is prohibited since it makes it appear as if it was going to the market to be sold. The ladder on its neck is a brace that prevents the animal from turning its head fully around. It is used to stop the animal from biting at a wound on its back. The straps on the animal's leg are used to protect it from chafing if its legs rub against each other when it walks. The strings on chickens are tags indicating ownership. The strap holds its leg close together so that it does not scratch things with its feet. The wagon placed under the male ram's tail was there to protect the tail, which dragged on the ground from being damaged by rocks. We talked before about Tzar Bal Chaim, about treating animals nicely, taking care of them. You see all these different instruments, all these different ideas of trying to take care of the animals, of trying to help out the animals, because we're supposed to be kindly, full of kindness for animals. And each item we have, we should have a reason for. In our lives, we accumulate so much stuff. Anything we buy, anything we have, we should really have a purpose for. We should really have a use for. Not just because we'd like to buy things, but actually have practical ramifications for things and practical use for things. That's number one. Number two, also we should make sure not to do things that are maras ayin, God forbid. You're taking the animal and the bell, you can't bring it. It looks like it's going to be sold, but it's not actually going to be sold, so we don't want to have the maras ayin. A lot of times we might have that difficulty once we're allowed to leave our houses, God willing, in the future. If you're going somewhere, you're really crazy thirsty, and you have choices, don't just run to the closest one. McDonald's, even if it's technically allowed to get the Coke, to get the water, it looks really bad, especially if you're wearing the kippah. If there's another store, a Jewish store, a little farther away, it might be hard, it might be difficult, but we should push ourselves a little more, lefnei meshur sadin, to go a little more, because maras ayin really affects other people. People see what we do, people watch what we do, people learn from what we do much more than what we say, especially if you have the kippah on your head. We're not wearing a hat or anything. We're really ambassadors of the Jewish nation, really ambassadors of Hashem. Everything we do is scrutinized. So, and even more than many other types of people, types of religions and ways of life. So we should be careful with the maras ayin to watch how we act and what we do. If things could be construed in a wrong way, then make sure to do things in a right way that it's not even construed in such a way in the hava mina. So we treat our animals nicely, make sure we have use for all things that we get in order to apply it to help Hashem and serve Hashem and make the world a better place as much as possible. And watch out for maras ayin as much as we can to push ourselves a little bit to try to lessen that idea as much as we can. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 55 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.